Hey, Vanessa, Elise here, having a look at your sample outline. Thank you very much. So I'm basically going to be giving you feedback on the use of the six steps of an outline, with the idea of this being something that would stand you in good stead going forward when you're creating outlines in the future for other projects. So it's less about this particular project than it is about the use of the six steps. I will also probably give you a little bit of feedback on this particular project, but mostly I'm going to be talking about the use of the six steps. So for the three phrase beginning, middle, end, you have a beginning, a middle, and an end there. It's focused a little bit more on plot and not, for my taste, enough on theme. So you don't want to tell me what's happening. The beginning, she wants to rescue her parents and primary handmaiden. That gives me a little bit of a want. That tells me something that she wants to do at the beginning. I'm not sure if that's true for your story. I don't know that she wants to rescue her parents. I don't see that anywhere in the rest of your story. But anyway, at least there's a want indicated there. In the middle, finds out parents are gone, focuses on handmaiden. That I don't know who's your lead character, what do they want, what's changing, what do you mean by focuses on handmaiden? And then the end, returns to her kingdom and builds a new village with her bed, but what did she learn? So I would rather that you said something like, based on what I've read elsewhere in here, if it was like, beginning, helpless. Hang on a sec, I'm gonna have to pause this for a moment. Okay, sorry, I had to pause there, so I'm starting again. What I want you to concentrate on for the three phrase beginning, middle, end is not plot, but theme. So in other words, at the beginning, she's helpless and relying on everyone. Has no ambition or something like that. The middle is struggles to figure out how to live, tries to learn how to be self-sufficient. And then the end is somehow or other she has to, because when you say returns to her kingdom and builds a new village with her bed, what you mean is she has learned something that makes her realize she shouldn't go back to her bed. But that's where I want you to put that. What did she learn? Learns self-reliance, learns the importance of, of taking care of yourself. What did she learn? You want to use the three phrase beginning, middle, end to follow the thematic journey of your lead character, not the plot. The premise can do plot. So your premise is fine, because it's fine if it's more about plot. But even the premise should involve a little bit, like your last sentence, with the help of her friends and the remaining townspeople, they tear down her bed and use the parts to create new homes for her subjects. And even when you say the princess learns how to walk, run, and fight, there's no point of view in here. You tell me that she spent her life in bed, and then she was kidnapped, and she learned how to do other things, and then she changed her life. There's nothing in that premise that tells me how she felt about any of that. It doesn't give me her point of view. So that's really what I want you to use an outline to figure out, because that's the journey that we're going to be going on with the lead character, not the plot. The plot is just the mechanism to take us on the journey. The journey is, where does she start? What struggles does she have to go through, and then what does she learn? So it isn't just that they tear down her bed and use new parts. It's she learns the importance of self-reliance, and therefore she tears down the bed. And you could do that in fewer sentences. It's about a princess who has all of her needs taken care of and thinks that's the right way to live until she's kidnapped and has to learn how to do everything for herself, and that teaches her the importance of self-reliance. And when she gets back home, she changes her ways, and something like that. Anyway, okay, then your swill outline. I hate commenting on swill outlines because it really can be anything you need it to be. This one is pretty short and isn't very detailed, so I would certainly encourage you to write more in your swill outline, because again, I don't really see pirates. There's nothing in that swill outline that tells me who your main character is and what she goes through. It almost seems like it's more about the pirate apprentice. So I would just say, again, I don't like to give specific feedback on a swill because it can be whatever you want, but it should be exploring the journey, and it's not really. For the rough outline, I know I'd asked you only to cover the first two scenes. This is fine for your, again, I don't like to give huge notes on the rough outline because you're just working through things. But again, I don't really see a point of view, and by the time I got to the end of it, even, I mean, I'll just go to the outline, the first two scenes that you've done. You've been pretty good about just using language of telling me what's happening. But for instance, in that first scene, all the background that you gave me in the previous one, in the rough outline, you talk about she never learned to walk and talk or feed herself, her parents want her to be treated like a princess, she becomes less competent, all of that stuff really belonged in the swill. Because now what you need to figure out is how to get that information in there, because that's all backstory, right? As she grew older, her parents made her bed taller. But then in your scene one, I don't see where any of that information is going to come out about the backstory of how she got here and what's going on and how her parents feel about her. They don't appear in it. So I think you want to explore more, if that's the backstory, what happens in the scene that's going to help you clarify that? And I have a feeling the parents are going to have to appear in order for us to understand. And then, and I just don't understand. I just think there should be more detail. In scene two, they call for the princess and capture the maids. The princess pleads with her right hand using only her eyes. Well, that's going to be tricky in a stage piece. I don't know how that's going to translate to anybody in your audience. And you didn't imply that she can't speak. So I'm not sure what that was about. And then when it says her right hand decides to go down and be kidnapped in her place, I guess that's a selfless act, right? That she's going to sacrifice herself and be kidnapped instead. But I'm not seeing much in your story. Like, when she comes back, does she ever save that person? So there's a relationship there, and I'm not seeing... I think there's more that could be done in both of these scenes for point of view. That's going to be that's my main overarching thing. Use the three phrase beginning, middle, end more for theme than for plot. And then with all of the other ones, although you did a reasonable job of using the steps, I would really encourage you to always be thinking about how you're exploring your lead character and their point of view. How are they feeling? What do they want? What are the relationships they have? If you concentrate too much on just, you know, the actual mechanics of the plot without giving me any sense. It's true. It's granted. I'm very particular when you're writing an outline that I don't want you to say, you know, she feels this way or and not to give backstory. It's true. But that's why you need to figure out how to write a scene that will give me those things. You know, she calls angrily to her handmaiden. Her handmaiden is upset to have to tell her for the millionth time that this is going to happen. So rather than just saying she's upset or just that she tells her over and over, you create a scene and you bring the parents in. You know, the mother arrives and says, it must be time to put another, her mother comes in and says she's so sickened by the way her daughter is behaving that she asks the handmaid to add yet another mattress and make the bed higher because she can still see her and she doesn't want to because it makes her sick. Do you see how that gets in all that backstory? Now I know, they've been making her bed higher and higher because they're disgusted by her and they don't want to have to see her. That's how the outline is the place to explore. If that's the backstory, how will you give me that information? So that's how I see an outline. So a good start on the three phrase on the using the outline, a lot more can be done, and I just want you to concentrate more and more on, once you know what point of view you want to get across, how do you design scenes that will get that point of view across to your audience? That is the key for what makes about what makes an outline useful. Okay, so thanks. I'm going to move on to the next thing. And thanks for doing this. And toodaloo.